My dearly beloved in Christ, as you know, during the past few days, we have been reflecting upon the various facets of Our Lady's message, her apparitions, the events that took place 100 years ago at Fatima. But one thing I think we failed to completely cover, and would like to do so this morning, is what is referred to as the five first Saturdays, very much a part of the Fatima message. Now, in order to understand that, let us first distinguish between the five first Saturdays and the Sabbatine privilege. Many people get the two mixed up. So the Sabbatine privilege concerns the scapular and concerns an early release from purgatory, whereas the five first Saturdays pertain, like the nine first Fridays, to the graces needed at the moment of death. A Sabbatine privilege is that for one who wears the scapular and has been properly enrolled, that's the first condition, and second, observes chastity according to his state in life, and third, prays the office, that one who fulfills those three conditions would be taken out of purgatory on the first Saturday after his death. Not the first Saturday of the month, but the very Saturday after his death. Now, that third condition was the difficult one, praying the office. Of course, priests pray the divine office, and for laity, there is an office called the Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that does take a good amount of time to accomplish, probably 45 minutes to pray it every day. And along with that, there was given the permission for those who couldn't read to abstain from meat on Wednesday and Saturday in addition to Friday. So that would substitute for the office. And there are many who do that to honor Our Lady, abstain from meat on Wednesday and Saturday. But again, that was the requirement, the third requirement of the Sabbatine privilege for those who couldn't read. Now, all of that is not necessary for us because in our country, the bishops of the United States, as I understand, were given permission to commute that third condition of the office or the abstinence to the daily recitation of the rosary. So if you fulfill those three conditions then, faithfully wearing the scapular, having been properly enrolled, which most of us were when we made our first Holy Communion. Second, observing chastity according to one's state in life. And third, pray the rosary every day. Then you will receive the result of that promise of being taken out of purgatory soon after death. So that's the Sabbatine privilege. Again, the first Saturdays is like the nine first Fridays. It is the graces needed at the moment of death. And how important that is. We read in today's gospel about this marriage feast, and there is this guest who somehow gets into the hall of this great banquet without the required wedding garment, a white robe that was worn over one's clothing. And this was given to all of those who came into the banquet. And the king is going around visiting the guests, greeting them, thanking them for coming. And he sees this man and he said to him, "How did you get in here without a wedding garment?" And the man was speechless. He was cast out. And of course, the fathers of the church, the commentators on sacred scripture, all agree that that is symbolic of the sinner who dies in the state of mortal sin. He does not have on the robe of sanctifying grace and therefore cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Of course, the great banquet is symbolic of the joy of heaven, the kingdom of heaven. And to get there, we must die in the state of sanctifying grace. And so you could say the whole concern of our life should be to live in the state of sanctifying grace. Because there's great reason to believe that we shall die in the state of grace if we persevere in living in the state of grace. We should not be so foolish as to delude ourselves that because we've heard of others who are given the great grace of conversion and repentance and reception of the sacraments before their death, having perhaps not received the sacraments for years, that we too can live a lax, complacent, and even sinful life, and that God will have mercy on us at that moment. No, rather, we must strive to live in the state of sanctifying grace every day. But there is great consolation, great comfort to be taken in these promises of our Lord and our Blessed Mother. The nine first Fridays is the promise, the 12th promise of the Sacred Heart. So you've heard of the 12 promises made by our Lord to St. Margaret Mary. And I would like to read the 12th promise. I promise thee in the excessive mercy of my heart that my all-powerful love will grant to those, to all those who communicate on the first Friday in nine consecutive months, the grace of final penitence. They shall not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving the sacraments. My divine heart shall be their refuge, their safe refuge in this last moment. What a wonderful promise, and how foolish it would be for us not to make the first Fridays. But even after we have made the nine first Fridays, to continue on First Friday in particular, to receive Holy Communion in reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, even though we've already made the nine out of gratitude and love for our Divine Lord. But then there is also the five first Saturdays. These are similar to the nine first Fridays in that the promise is for the graces needed at the moment of death. So I would like to read them to you. Now, this was given to Lucia on December 10th, 1925, when she was a postulant in the convent of the Dorothean Sisters in Pontevedra, Spain. Our Lady had told her, had told the children, on July the 13th, during the third apparition in 1917, that she would come later to ask for the first Saturdays of reparation. So now is when she explained that to Lucia again in 1925. Lucia was in her room at the convent. The child Jesus appeared at Our Lady's side, elevated upon a cloud of light. Our Lady rested her left hand on Lucia's shoulder, and in her right hand she held a heart encircled with sharp thorns. The child Jesus spoke first. Have pity on the heart of your most holy mother. It is covered with the thorns with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment, and there is no one to remove them with an act of reparation. Then Our Lady spoke and said to Lucia, my daughter, look at my heart, encircled with the thorns with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. Do you, at least, try to console me and announce in my name that I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation all those who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months go to confession and receive Holy Communion. Recite the rosary and keep me company for a quarter of an hour while meditating on the mysteries of the rosary with the intention of making reparation to me. So that was the promise, the great promise of the five for Saturdays. Notice that there are five things to do. Number one, a communion of reparation. Second, confession. Third, recite five decades of the rosary, at least five decades. And fourth, spend 15 minutes meditating on the mysteries. That's the hard one for a lot of people. And then the fifth condition is to do all of this with the intention of making reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So once again, communion, confession, five decades of the rosary, 15 minutes meditation, and the intention of making reparation. And one priest asked Lucia, well, that seems to me just like the nine first Fridays. What's the point of it? And Lucia merely smiled and said, can I tell the Blessed Virgin how she is to express herself? He was kind of saying that, why five? And that is a good question. Why five first Saturdays? Why not nine, like the nine first Fridays? And this is what Lucia was told. She, I'll put that off for a minute. I want to mention one other thing, and that is, and I mentioned this during the conference, that the Christ child appeared to Lucia. There was this little boy in the convent courtyard, and she had seen him a couple months before and wondered, how did he get in there over the wall? And she taught him a prayer to say, to go into the church and say, Holy Mother of God, give me your divine child. It was a prayer that she said to him. And he appeared a few months later. It was February 15th, 1926, so 2 months after she had that vision in her room. And this is how she explained it. On February 15th, coming back as usual to empty a garbage can outside the garden, I found a child there who seemed to be the same one as before. And I asked him, "Did you ask our Heavenly Mother for the child Jesus?" The child turned to me and said, "And you, have you revealed to the world what the Heavenly Mother asked you?" And having said that, he turned into a resplendent child. Lucia, of course, realized right at once that this was the child Jesus. Recognizing Jesus, I said to him, "My Jesus, you know what my confessor said to me in the letter I read you. He said that this vision had to be repeated, that there had to be facts permitting us to believe it, and that the Mother Superior alone could not spread this devotion." So she's referring to that vision of Our Lady in her room with the child Jesus, and again, the promise of the first Saturdays. And the Christ child then said to her, "It is true that the Mother Superior alone can do nothing, but with my grace, she can do everything. It is enough that your confessor gives you permission and that your superior announce this for it to be believed by the people, even if they do not know to whom it was revealed. But my confessor said in his letter that this devotion already exists in the world because many souls receive you every first Saturday of the month in honor of Our Lady and recite the 15 mysteries of the Rosary." And then our Lord said, "It is true, my daughter, that many souls begin, but few persevere to the very end. And those who do persevere do it to receive the graces promised. The souls who make the 5 first Saturdays with fervor and to make reparation to the heart of your Heavenly Mother please me more than those who make 15 but are lukewarm and indifferent." Lucia then said, "My Jesus, many souls find it difficult to confess on Saturday. Will you allow a confession within 8 days to be valid?" "Yes, it can even be made later on, provided that the souls are in the state of grace when they receive me on the first Saturday, and that they have the intention of making reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary." Then Lucia said, "My Jesus, and those who forget to form this intention, they can form it at the next confession, taking advantage of their first opportunity to go to confession." Right after that, Lucia says, he disappeared without me finding out anything more about heaven's desires up to the present. So that was a further explanation of these 5 first Saturdays. Now, Lucia was asked, well, why 5? Why not 9, like the 9 first Fridays, or 7, or some other number? And so one night, this was in 1930, she was in the chapel on a Thursday night making a holy hour of adoration from 11 o'clock to midnight. And this is what she wrote about it. "When I was in the chapel with our Lord part of the night of May 29th to 30th, 1930, and I spoke to our Lord about questions, I suddenly felt myself more intimately possessed by the divine presence. And if I am not mistaken, this is what was revealed to me. My daughter, the reason for the 5 first Saturdays is simple. There are 5 types of offenses and blasphemies committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Number 1, blasphemies against the Immaculate Conception. Number 2, blasphemies against her perpetual virginity. Number 3, blasphemies against her divine maternity, in refusing at the same time to recognize her as the mother of men. Number 4, the blasphemies of those who publicly seek to sow in the hearts of children indifference or scorn or even hatred to the Immaculate Mother. And number 5, the offenses of those who outrage her directly in her holy images. Here, my daughter, is the reason why the Immaculate Heart of Mary inspired me to ask for this little act of reparation and in consideration of it to move my mercy to pardon souls who have had the misfortune of offending her. As for you, always seek by your prayers and sacrifices to move my mercy to pity for these poor souls." So it's something I would like to very much recommend to all of you. If you've never made the Five First Saturdays, to do so. And again, always to remember that this is in love and devotion to our Blessed Mother and an atonement for those who offend her, who pierce her heart with those thorns. But let us especially remember the importance of always maintaining that beautiful robe, that baptismal robe of sanctifying grace. If it has been lost, to recover it as soon as possible, to avoid the occasions of sin, and always to strive to persevere every day in living a life of grace. If you have lost it, to make no delay in making a good confession to recover it, and to treasure that wonderful gift, because upon that is determined our salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.